Awakened Path Radio, raising universal consciousness for the highest and greatest good. For more information, visit awakenedpathonline.com and check out our online bookstore at awakenedpathbooks.com. Namaste and blessed be.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to season 2 of Awakened Path Radio. I am your host, Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, here and excited about our new season. A couple of things, we do have an online bookstore now. And as you heard in the intro, it's at awakenedpathbooks.com. That's awakenedpathbooks.com. And we have a call out for all nonfiction and fiction indie authors who write about all things metaphysical. So if you are interested, just check out the website. There are some amazing packages on the homepage. There is also a bookstore you can browse other books by other authors as well. So in season 2, some people have complained to me that there are too many guests and not enough talk from me. So we're going to try to focus on that this season, to have more inspirational talks and have occasional guests. Now, on this show, people have asked me, why is it called Awakened Path? Well, I'm going to answer these two questions today. What does it mean to be awakened, and what does it mean to walk on an awakened path? I did a Google search, and I found that awakened means rouse from sleep, to cause to stop sleeping. And in regards to the spiritual definition of awakened, the Urban Dictionary says, to be awakened means to be spiritually aware of the universe and its direct metaphysical connection to one's own being and the connection it has to all life forces. So before we are awakened, we are spiritually asleep. I'm going to try to put this simpler for you. I don't know if any of you have watched the series Once Upon a Time on Netflix. If you haven't, I suggest that you take a look at it. But during the last season of Once Upon a Time, all of the people who were in Storybook were under a curse in which they had no memory of their previous lives, their magical abilities, their families, etc. Now, there was some who remained awake. Like, for instance, Rumpelstiltskin, he was the first one to remember everything, and he remained awake while everyone else was still asleep, except for those who had cast the curse in the first place. Now, certain things triggered their memories that causing them to awaken. It could have been potions, touching something that was significant in their previous lives, seeing an expression in someone's eyes that they knew, things like that. That is how we are. And once we are awakened, we can continue on our spiritual paths with this new awakened perspective. So what does that mean? When you are awakened, you drop the ways you used to behave. Not all of them, but those that don't apply before you were awakened. Now that you know who you are, you can act the way, provided that it is of the highest and greatest good, you can act the way you are in your awakened mindset. It also means to open our minds to limitless possibilities and to embrace who we are and our abilities. And we're all born with psychic abilities, for instance. Some of us just choose to ignore it, to push it aside, to say that's hogwash, it's hoodoo, it's voodoo, it's woohoo, it's not real, it's witchcraft. And that's fear. We are afraid. When we say those things, we are actually afraid of ourselves, afraid of who we are. We all have these abilities. We just choose not to awaken to them and embrace who we are, because we're living in this so-called reality, normal reality, that causes us to forget who we are, who we were. So in this podcast, that's what we are trying to do. We're trying to help those who are awakened, help them along on their paths, give them some food for thought, some guidance, something that will help them, help the universe, and help someone else. We also hope to trigger something, to be some kind of stimulus in those who are not yet awake, so that someday they can be fully awakened. And, or as awakened as they are meant to be during this lifetime in their destiny. I can't wait to walk on this path of season 2 with you. This has been my introduction to season 2. As always, you can contact me at these various sites, awakenedpathonline.com and also CandiceNadineBreen.com. Don't hesitate to send me any questions, comments, etc. And while you're at it, check out the new bookstore. Or if you're an author, and you an indie author, and you're interested in some of our services to help get you out there, then please visit awakenedpathbooks.com. I am so happy that we have made it to season 2, and I look forward to connecting with you all. So namaste, blessed be, and continue to do the good work that you do.
To visit us at awakenedpathonline.com. That's awakenedpathonline.com. And check out our online bookstore at awakenedpathbooks.com. Again, that's awakenedpathbooks.com. And thank you for listening.